setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. There's a lot of you there. It's all about you. Why is it all about you? Because you were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed greatly in this world. Despite what you're thinking or feeling today, you are needed. Now, that should make you feel valuable, which should make you feel pretty good about yourself. But there's more to this. Because you are needed, that means that you have a duty to do it, to be who you were created to be, because somebody out there needs you to be you. That's what meaningful work is about. That is a meaningful life. That is the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is about the process, the journey of doing something that matters to you on the behalf of your fellow man. That's why we're here. We're given gifts and passions to be able to pour those gifts out for the benefit of others. So that's why we're here. So if you are confused, scared, stuck, just downright discouraged, this show is for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 to Chattanooga, Tennessee we go. Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help today?
I'm just wondering, what do you do when you feel like you're not really good at anything or don't have any marketable skills? I feel like I can do some things okay-ish, but I don't really feel like I'm great at anything.
Okay. Well, there's two things that we do there. Number one, we need to discover why you feel that way about yourself, because there's something that has gone on in your life, or there is something that is going on in your life right now that makes you feel like you don't have anything to offer. That's the key issue, because it's not a function of you not having any raw talent. Every person, Mark, that has ever been born and will be born has talent. Now, it's think of it as like a lump of clay. And so we mold the talent into sharp skills. So that leads to that second part of your question, which is, I don't know if there's anything I'm great at. I'm not concerned if you're great at anything. We don't need to be great to identify who we are and what we're supposed to do. We just need to know, hey, I'm good at these things. These things always come easy to me. So I find it hard to believe that you can't tell me right now what other people would say about you. Forget you identifying it yourself. If I interviewed everybody that knows you, Mark, and I said, tell me what Mark, even a subject in school or a couple subjects in school or a task or a function, even relationally, what's always come easy to Mark? What would those people tell me?
I asked my wife that question, actually.
Great.
One of the things she points out a lot to me is that I'm really good with people, getting them to open up, making them feel comfortable, making them laugh, making them feel welcome.
Wow.
And that I'm very mechanically minded. I have a tendency to be able to figure out how to do things just by looking at them.
Yeah. See there. Okay. Let me tell you something, man. That's huge. You have two of the most usable talents that anybody could have. The first one is people talent. You got people skills, man. You connect easily and well with people, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you do. You believe that too, which is great. I can hear it in your voice. Now, the mechanical side of things is a version of problem solving. You just naturally see a puzzle that would be fixed with a wrench or a screwdriver or you name it. You just have a knack for that. You're pretty good at that kind of thing, correct? Solving a puzzle.
Yes.
Okay. So you started off the phone call going, Ken, what if you don't have anything that you're good at? Well, wait a second. We know now that you're good at these things, and with attention and with focus and with diligence, you could turn those talents into sharp skills that are tools that you can use to do work that makes your heart come alive. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Now that you're with me, Mark, let's take a stab with no pressure, Mark. Tell me, Mark, if I could give you a job tomorrow just for you to try. Just for you to try. No risk, but you knew you'd be good at it, but we were just going to do it to see how much it made your heart spike. Would you want a job where you were being mechanical and you were solving a certain mechanical problem and you kind of had some new problems coming at you all day throughout the day and you had to figure out what the solution was and then execute on the solution? Or would you rather be in a situation where you're dealing with people and connecting with them and guiding them and giving them perspective? Because that's what you just said. Which of the two would you rather have?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know, but just for fun, Mark, because there's no risk, take a shot. Come on, man. There's one that's speaking to your heart a little bit louder than the other. Which one is it? Say it, Mark, now.
Working with people.
I knew it. Now, let's have some more fun, Mark. Who would be those people? Meaning, what would their problems be? What would their challenges be that you would love to work with them on and be a part of their solution?
I'd love to do something that gives people hope.
Yeah. Hope from what? Hope to escape what? You got to think about the problem that moves your heart the most, the solution that you most want to provide. When you want to give people hope, hope that they can get out of blank. Say it.
The mess they're in, the situations they're in, that things will get better.
Okay. Okay, good. Now look, if you can't identify what the mess is, that's okay. But that's your homework assignment in the next 48 to 72 hours. I want you to put some self-imposed pressure that's just to come up with that answer, to be able to finish the sentence. I want to use my people skills, my ability to connect, my ability to listen, my ability to give solutions and advice, and I want to do it for these people that have this problem who need this solution. You got to be able to answer that part of it. And you're going to get that answer by continually thinking about it and letting your brain connect with your heart. And so what I mean by that is identify what are the people problems that most break your heart. When you hear about it in the news or you see about it on social media, you read about it on social media rather, it moves your heart. And so the three questions that I give everybody, I'm going to give to you, Mark, because you're right there. You're really close. Here's the three questions for that homework assignment I just gave you. Who are the people I most want to help? Describe them. Get this out of your head. You got to write it down. Get a pen, get a pencil, and write out description of the people you most would love to provide hope to. Describe them. How old they are. What the problem they have. Where they come from. What their problem is in the past. Whatever. Just let your heart inform the paper. All right? That's the first question. Who do I most want to help? What problem do I most want to solve? Describe the problem. Why you hate it? Why you have a personal connection to solving that problem? And then what solution you want to provide? What hope-filled solution moves your heart? Folks, this is how you get clarity. More of your calls coming up next. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Providing clarity to men and women all across this great nation. Clarity on what it is that they and you were created to do. What? This is talk radio and you're doing that? That's right. We don't look to Washington, D.C. to provide us a glimpse into our future. No, no, no. We look inward. What do you do best? What do you love to do most? That's talent and passion. Within the intersection of those two things, meaning you use what you do best to do what you love to do most. This is meaning. This is significance. This is the happiness that Thomas Jefferson wrote about in the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. I have joy because I'm giving myself away. Happiness is not a result of what you have. It's a result of what you give. You were given talent and passion as gifts from your Creator to then give yourself away. This is true joy, happiness. Oh, it's there. Come on, call us. Let's get you that clarity you need so that you can confidently step out and courageously stay on the journey, because somebody out there needs you to be you. That's what it boils down to. 844-747-2577 to Bentonville, Arkansas we go. Andrea's on the line. Andrea, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Glad to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to get some insight on where my talents and my passions do meet.
Oh, I love
and
this.
Yeah, and a side note, I've moved to St. Petersburg, Florida as of late. So I'm no longer in Bentonville.
Oh, all right. Well, good. You're in St. Petersburg, Florida. So let's go through what we know. Let's talk about what you do best. And then I want you to give me the list of what you love to do most, and let's begin to look for some clues, some patterns, and that's where we'll begin to see the sweet spot emerge, the intersection of the two. So what do we know? Tell me about talent. What you do best?
Talent, definitely analytical thinking, efficiency kind of process, looking at, fix things, find problems, fix things, set up templates in Excel to make things easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
Just really be efficient, task-oriented, analytical.
Yeah, love it.
Fix the problem.
Oh, this is going to be easier than you think, Andrea. I'm getting excited. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go over to the passion side of things. This is what work you love to do. Tell me about these things, these functions.
All right, so this is where I find myself with a disconnect. So my passions are obviously with math, mm-hmm. but I also love pugs. I also love health, fitness, food, of that sort.
Okay.
Well,
what did you say after math?
Pugs.
As in the dogs?
The dog.
Okay.
Yeah, the dog, yeah.
All right. So this is a key thing here. I'm glad you brought this up. And I need to talk about this more on the show. And I want to point this out. There are hobby level passions. And then there are what I would call professional passions. Meaning, I'm passionate about a lot of hobbies. But what we're talking about is emotion and devotion. This is a fun little test for folks, and I'm going to give it to you so that the rest of our audience can get this. When we're talking about doing work that matters, work that we were created to do, we want to be able to see that there's high levels of emotion, which means you're excited, you get the juice when you're thinking about it, doing it, and seeing the results of it, okay? That's easy. That's emotion. But we also want to see devotion. I mean, we're willing to suffer to get there. And what suffering means is not like physical pain there, but it's like the longing, the patience, the perseverance that goes into, I'm willing to put in the hard work and wait and go through that excruciating waiting to get to do this work. So that's what we mean by devotion. So it needs to have high levels of emotion and devotion. So for instance, when we look at pugs, I mean, I guess it's possible that you would have high levels of emotion and devotion, but it may just be high levels of emotion, like your favorite football team. You know what I mean? So we're trying to clarify what is the work that you would get fired up doing every day. So when you say math, you're passionate about math, you're passionate about pugs, you're passionate about health and fitness. Anything else?
Outdoors, I enjoy sports, soccer, softball, kickball.
All right, again, you're not going to get paid being a professional kickball player. So let's take one more stab at this, because I think you're very self-aware. What work, functions, tasks, roles that you engage in really give you the juice?
Probably coordinating projects.
Mm-hmm.
Getting, being efficient, getting things done, mm-hmm. but not being stuck behind a desk all day and just simply punching through the day.
Right. Okay. Now, let's see where we see a pattern here. Top talents, things you do well. Analytical thinker, you're all about the process. You love the process. You love fixing the process. Efficiencies are what you're naturally gifted at. You see what needs to be fixed. You know how to fix it. You know how to streamline it. You're very organized. You talk about spreadsheets and putting things in clear communication so everybody can kind of see what they need to see, being on the same page. So I put down organized for that. And then you said, I'm very task-oriented. So we're always going to see a pattern, Andrea, between what you're good at and what you love to do most. So if we go over here, math makes a lot of sense. Why? Well, if you're in a function where you're doing some type of math calculations every day, that's engaging that analytical mind of yours, right? We're trying to solve for X. So you're into that. So I think you can draw from that. I need to be in a role. I need to be doing work that involves my math mind. And so we pull from that, not just doing math. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying, why did we all learn algebra? Well, for people like me, we have no idea. I can't even spell algebra, Andrea, okay? Much less do it, all right? But if we look at what you said, which, you know, you love projects, coordinating projects, project management, where, again, maybe you're the linchpin, as Seth Godin wrote about. You know, everything revolves around you in some sense because you're leading the team. So I think anything that's project related, coordinating projects, efficiencies, you're a person who loves the back end. Now, what's interesting is, just to have some fun with this, if you wanted to do that in the health and fitness world, what would you do? Because I think you could work for a health and fitness company as long as you were involved in the back end processes, right? Hey, we got a problem with our customer service system, our software, something's breaking down. Would you jump at that?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Right, but here's my point. What if you did that type of role with a health and nutrition or health or fitness type company? So now you're in a space that you're personally passionate about, but you're playing the right role. Does that make sense?
It does.
So here's the thing. If you were doing that all day, every day, Andrea, how fulfilled would you be if you were in a role doing those things that you told us you were good at? As long as you were able to be constantly challenged and you're not behind a desk, it means you're on the move and you got a new problem coming at you all the time.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So my thoughts were, you know, maybe personal training, but I was like, you know, that's not quite where I want to be. You know, I don't want to be working all the weekends and the evenings.
Right.
You know, I was looking more towards, you know, a day kind of a job.
Right. Now,
but yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. But now let's just say this for a second. Could you be in your sweet spot as a personal trainer? Eventually, yes. Why? Let's look at this. You're analytical. So you got to sit there and look at somebody and go, here are my fitness goals. They're going to go, here are my problems. This is my weight issue, or this is my eating issue, or whatever, right? And so you have to sit there and listen to them and analyze what's really going on, and then go further into analysis of what would be the right plan for them. I think you could get juiced about that as well. So what I would tell you is, embrace the freedom that the sweet spot really provides. And this is for more people than just Andrea. There's more than one job, more than one career path in the sweet spot. But Andrea, I think you need to be in the type of position we just talked about, where you're in operations and efficiencies and processes and coordinating and all that kind of thing. But maybe start a personal training business on the side, you know? And I know you don't want to do nights and weekends now. Maybe that will change as maybe some kids get older, whatever the situation is, but build that business up on the side. And eventually maybe you move into that. But both of those allow you to be analytical, focus on organizing a plan, very task-oriented. We got to work this plan so that this person can get healthy. So I see both working, Andrea. Keep playing this out. What does your heart most want to do? Pursue that. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. We're giving out heavy doses of clarity and confidence and courage. That's right. You need some encouragement, an infusion of courage in your life because you're stuck, you're scared, confused, flat out down. Just hating Monday mornings because you got to slog through just to try to make it to Friday evening. Life is way too short to live for the weekend. You were created to live for somebody else. because you were created to fill a unique role. It is needed. You must do it. And so that's what we're about here on the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, so thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I'll get to a social media question here shortly. And some Facebook news and some YouTube news, all that coming up. But first, Ben. Ben's on the line in Hudson, Wisconsin. Ben, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate just what you do for people.
Well,
truly
thank you.
A blessing on us. So I currently feel stuck for a variety of reasons, but I think the leading reason is a commute. Currently, I commute 35 miles each way, but the miles isn't more so the problem, as it's straight through two major metros.
Yeah.
And it ends up being on average over an hour each way.
Oh my gosh.
And so it chews up a lot of my time. I also have a child, I have a house and family to take care of and everything. So when it comes to, so I've been listening to you for about a month or two, and I know that I want to try to hone in on my sweet spot. I know that I want to try to utilize your principles. But obviously I don't have a lot of free time, and a large part of it is this commute. And so I'm trying to look for advice on, you know, do I need to struggle through the commute and scrape up whatever free time I can to, I'll say, check all the boxes on your principles, you know, do the step one, step two, step three, and then, you know, have all my ducks in a row when I do try to get something closer to home? Or is there kind of a minimum that I can achieve as quickly as possible to just simply try to get closer to home and get some of my life back, and then maybe go through some of your other principles?
Yeah, well, I think either or. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here, but it needs to happen soon. And what I mean by that is that you begin to change your mindset. You know, you do have over two hours in the car every day. A lot can be done. You know, you got these smartphones that, you know, you could be making some phone calls. You could be listening to podcasts, audio tapes, you know, audio books, all that kind of stuff to kind of be learning what you need to learn. But the bigger issue is identifying what it is that you want to do. And then let's figure that out first. And then we decide which is the best move. Do I put up with the commute a little bit longer until I find something that at least gets me in the space? I think that's a viable option. And you use the time in the car wisely. The other option is if we can replace your income closer to home, and it just gets you kind of stabilized and gets you a little bit of time to breathe and get clear. Because I think your heart's really heavy right now with all the time away from the family. I'm fine with that option too. Can you replace that income right now? What are you making?
Currently about 67. There's about a 63 base, and then a bonus that isn't a guarantee. So just based on past performance, I'll go about 67.
Okay.
And so one challenge is I feel, and actually this kind of sidetracks a little bit into my struggle with determining whether I'm in my sweet spot or whether my sweet spot is somewhere else, is I feel that I can't go backwards into entry level. I feel...
You don't have to.
I want and I need to make more.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my goal. And
all right, so here's the deal.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually mean to go down the sweet spot path.
No, that's okay.
You know, I'd like to focus on the getting closer to home path.
Right, and what I'm telling you is that you don't have to go backwards. You don't have to go to square one. This is a myth that people think you've got to start all over and start making $35,000 a year. That's just a complete and utter myth. What you need to do is figure out what it is you really want to do. And I think you have a good idea of what you want to do. But let's just get you back home, and let's do that as soon as we can, making about the same amount of money. I think that's step one. I think that's what I'm hearing overwhelmingly. We got to get your heart healthy, and your heart is aching because of how much time you're spending in the car. So I want you to do that first. And I want you to really, you've been listening to my show, I want you to really work on the sweet spot by discovering how you can use what you do best to do what you love to do most. You know what you're talented at. You also know what work makes you come alive. You've wondered about it. So this is a great time in life to go, all right, I'm resetting. First thing I got to do is I've got to stabilize my mind and my heart. And that means I'm going to go get a job, making close to, even if it's a little bit more, let's just go get a good job and let's get home. Okay, that's the first thing. Then let's go into full on, all right, now I get a chance to reset. Let's figure out all the different things that I could do that would be in my sweet spot. We figure that out. We start making moves to do that. Now, you could potentially do some of that on the side. So you're in a day job and then you're pursuing the dream job on the side, meaning you, if you got to go learn and get qualified and do some things to get qualified to do what you want to do, do that on the side. And it might take you 2 or 3 years. But none of this requires you to go backwards to the point that you're starting all over and you're making $35,000 a year. That's a complete and utter myth. And we tell ourselves that because it's an excuse not to chase it. Folks, be very careful of the lie of, well, I got to do the smart thing because I'm married and I got 3 kids and a mortgage. So the smart thing is, well, I'm just going to slog through life and I'm just going to try to gut it out every Monday morning and try to make it to Friday evening. Because I can't go backwards. I can't go from making $67,000 a year to making $35,000 a year. Who said you got to do that? I didn't do that. It took me 7 years. 7 years from the time I started into broadcasting to get to Ramsey Solutions, another 2.5 years to step into this dream role. I did not go back to making $35,000 a year and starving. I had a day job, which paid me well, and I pursued the dream job on the side when I could, while helping my wife take care of 3 little babies under the age. We had 3 kids under the age of 3. Come on, folks. Don't tell me how tired you are. I've been so bone tired before that I couldn't even sleep. You ever been that tired? Where you just lay down and you go, please God, make me go to sleep right now. I'm so tired, I can't sleep. So don't tell me it can't be done. And don't tell me that you got to go backwards. You don't have to go backwards. Let's go to a social media question. David writes in on Facebook, what do you do when the interviewer doesn't show up for the phone screening? As job seekers, we're taught to put our best foot forward, prepare, be early. I was notified by a recruiter via email that the interview would be 20 minutes late. Then I heard nothing at all. Finally, I emailed them a couple hours later. And the recruiter responded saying there was an emergency, so we rescheduled for 2 days out. Should I try again or move on? Well, of course you should try again. Let's just have some good faith in people that it was an emergency. Certainly makes sense to me. The recruiter reached out to you, set the time, said that they might be 20 minutes late. That means that the person who was going to interview you said, I'm probably going to be 20 minutes late. So that we had some communication there. Then they didn't show up at all. That means the emergency was bigger than they thought. They couldn't get to you. Don't take this personally. Show up for the next scheduled call. If this keeps happening, then we know I'm getting duped. I don't think that's the situation. So, David, don't be cynical. Just understand that life throws curveballs at all of us. How would you want someone to extend some grace and mercy to you in a similar situation? Speaking of social media, have you heard about the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook? This is a great place, a safe place for those of you who listen to the show, for those of you to recommend others who don't get a chance to listen to the show to come on over and test out what we're talking about. Community where you can help each other, answer each other's questions, all of those good things. I'm going to be on that Facebook page doing some exclusive content answering your questions. So go to Facebook, search the official Ken Coleman community, and click join. And check out our YouTube page while you're at it and the podcast. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, I'm Ken. This is The Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Come on. If you're stuck, confused, scared, just downright discouraged, this is your show. We've got some hope. We've got some belief. All coming to you through clarity. And trust me, you have the answers. It's my job to get them out of you. So let's go. Let's stay here in Nashville. And let's go to Stacy, who's on the line. Stacy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks much for taking my call today.
Sure. How can I help?
So I'm calling because I know exactly what I want to do and what my, you know, the dream career that I want, which is completely unrelated to the 9-to-5 that I have now. The problem, though, is that my husband and I are in baby step 2 right now. I'm hoping to be out of it within 1.5 to 2 years. So I'm wanting to know when the best time to start really transitioning my career would be.
Well, I would start the transition now. And that's my general answer, because that's always going to be the answer. There's always something you can start now. Does not mean that you're making the leap, you know, because I don't even want you to make a leap. I want this to be a really smooth step, certainly because for you non-Dave Ramsey Show listeners who listen to the program, when she says baby step two, that's Dave Ramsey's baby step program that gets people out of debt. That means she and her husband are paying off debt. And so in about, what'd you say, two and a half years, you think you'll be out?
Yeah, one and a half.
Okay, great.
Scenario.
So here's the deal. You can start now. So it depends on what start now means. So let's dive into your story here so I can give you some specific steps. What is it that you want to do?
So generally it's health and fitness. Specifically, it's contracting as a fitness specialist with the military and helping the tactical communities like first responders.
Awesome.
Recently though, I have started on the side part-time as a coach at a local gym.
Great.
And I love it. The problem though, because I'm feeling a sense of urgency though, I guess, because within the tactical industry, it's kind of known and expected that within the next 1.5 to 2 years, the window of opportunity for tactical fitness specialists is probably going to explode with demand because the military is changing right now their specifications for fitness standards. So I do feel somewhat of an urgency to try to like immerse myself into that community as much as possible, learn as much as possible, and you know, build my connections and network.
Sure, but let me ask you this. Why is it that you're acting as though you can't begin to immerse yourself? Because immersion doesn't mean you have to be full-time employed in that industry. It just means you got to be around them using the proximity principle.
Sure. And I think my biggest holdup right now is, even though I am working part-time as a coach, I'm not getting enough hours. So I don't feel like I'm getting enough exposure and experience. So maybe I guess I need to look, I don't know, for another.
Well, wait a second. I think to me, I'm asking the question, you said a very specific type of training. I've never heard anybody say it that way before. So that's different than you showing up at Lifetime Fitness and being one of their fitness coaches. It's very different. So my point is, what are the qualifications that you need? There's a certain amount of qualifications. That means you got to be able to, you have to get certified, or you've had to have this much experience to do what you want to do. What is that? Because I think you know the answer.
Right. So it would be a tactical fitness certification, which would be 4 to 6 months, which I'm planning on starting soon.
Great.
And then so I'm specifically a CrossFit coach, and so that functional fitness really does relate and intertwine with the tactical community very well.
Okay, great. So here's the deal. So slow down.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to give you confidence.
So, okay, great.
Because that's why you called me. You're like, Ken, what do I do? How do I do it? I'm feeling urgency, and I feel like I'm stuck in the mud. Can I just tell you, Stacey, you're not stuck. You're doing everything I would tell you to do. Let me just explain this. Number one, you're already a CrossFit trainer, so you're getting the experience you need. So you're going to be able to say 2 years from now, or whatever it is, I got the experience. So you're taking care of the experience box. Check. Way to go, Stacy. Okay. Now, let's look at the certification. You said you're going to start that in the next 4 to 6 months. Let's just say you do that. You're done with that before the next year. You're going to be done with that within 12 months. So now you've got the certification. Check that box. Way to go, Stacy. Now you use the proximity principle. Have you heard of my best-selling book?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of reading it, actually.
Great. Right now. Check that box. Yeah. Way to go, Stacy. Like, actually do what I tell you to do in the book by hanging out with people, not just the cross-training folks,
but
people that are doing that specific thing. Get in there. And that relationshiping that you will do starting today, and I assume you're already doing it, but now let's juice it. You said you feel a sense of urgency. So take the urgency that you feel and put it towards using the proximity principle, because the other things are already in motion. Other than maybe signing up, why wait 4 months? Go ahead and do it next month. You know.
Oh yeah, no, I'm planning on it.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, the certification is going to take 4 to 6 months.
All right, but here, okay, great. So here's my point. You're doing everything you're supposed to do, but you've got to put even more effort into the connecting with people, because it's the connections you're going to make with people that will get you the gig, and you're not going to miss the wave.
Okay.
Everybody else is going to, it's like showing up. Hey, I hear there's a big storm coming and there's going to be some great waves today. And that's what surfers do, right? And so all the surfers congregate and they're like, hey, we're all here, right? Well, what if, what if you had an inside tip and you actually knew about a break somewhere else and you're not out there bobbing and weaving with 1,500 other surfers? You're out there with 5 other surfers.
Right.
Well, that's the
goal. Yep.
That's where proximity comes in. By you working your web of connections and really investing in these relationships while getting qualified, while getting CrossFit experience, you're not going to miss the wave at all.
Okay.
Now, one last piece of advice. You can make this switch while still getting out of debt, but you don't jump. We keep the day job until the dream job presents itself, and there's never an interruption in income. So you can pay off debt, you can work Dave Ramsey's baby steps, and still pursue what you were created to do, okay? So you can...
Okay, great, that's so relieving.
Yes, and Stacey, I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Ken. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and listen... No, it's not true. It's because of you. But I want to tell you this, because you're in Nashville, you need to come out to our new offices.
We are planning on it, actually. Yes, my husband and I were actually just talking about that.
All right, well, listen, I want you to come out, because one day after the show, I'd love to get a quick update from you. I'll come out in the lobby, and I want to get an update.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Listen, that's what this show is about. This is not something I just perform on the radio. I love meeting people. During the radio breaks, I come out and shake hands, take pictures, sign proximity principle books, whatever. But I love, because you're in Nashville, come sometime, and I want some updates.
Great.
Yeah, because we want to celebrate this. Yeah, you too. So listen, you're doing everything right. Keep doing it. Okay. The only thing I would tell you to do more of is more connecting. That is the currency. Connections are the currency that buy you a ticket to the dance. Oh, that's good. I'm going to say that again. Hey, you know, every once in a while I say something and I go, wow, I think that's actually pretty good. Connections are the currency that buy you the ticket to the dance. You want to be the belle of the ball? You want to do your dream job? How are you going to do it? I'm going to just simplify it. So I wrote the book, The Proximity Principle. Connections. Joseph, the producer. There is a whole chapter, as you well know, in the back of The Proximity Principle entitled Web of Connections. This is not my term. This is a psychology term, well known, well studied. Go search it. Go look on the Google, Joe. And you'll see that this is a well-researched relationship fact, that your web of connections are everything. So start getting connected. And that's when the opportunity presents itself. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to rachelcruz.com.